Greetings, friends. Did you know that the Great Tribulation is the time of Satan's wrath? That's right, the Great Tribulation is the time of Satan's wrath. Now, if Satan is angry, who is he angry with? Well, if you guess that Satan is angry at the people of God, you are absolutely correct. But now I have another question for you. Who are the people of God? Well, in today's program, I'm going to prove to you that the people of God fall into two categories. First, physical Israel, and secondly, spiritual Israel. Now, physical Israel would be those people that are literally born as descendants of Jacob. And then spiritual Israel would be those who are descendants of Christ because they are born again of God. They have the Spirit of God in them, so they are considered spiritual Israel. Another word for spiritual Israel is the church. So, Satan's wrath, which is the Great Tribulation, is against God's people, and God's people are both physical Israel and spiritual Israel. Let's prove this. Let's turn over to Luke chapter 21, and we'll read verses 20 through 24. This is in Luke chapter 21. And verses 20 through 24. And this first scripture here is dealing with physical Israel. And if you've been with us for any period of time during our discussion on the abomination of desolation, you know that the abomination of desolation was set up, and what happened after it was set up is that the people of Israel were destroyed, the city of Jerusalem was destroyed, and the temple of God was destroyed. And the temple of God, in both cases, under Nebuchadnezzar and under Titus, they were destroyed on the 9th of Ab. What a remarkable coincidence. Well, there will be a third temple built, and I'm not saying that it's going to be destroyed on the 9th of Ab, which is late July, early August, because I'm not trying to predict a day and an hour when things will occur. But I will say this with without any hesitation, that when this abomination of desolation is set up, it will affect both physical Israel and spiritual Israel. And this part here in Luke chapter 21 deals with physical Israel. This is what it says. When you see Jerusalem compass with armies, know that its destruction has come. And let those in Judea flee to the mountains. For these are the days of vengeance, in which all things which are written may be fulfilled. For there shall be great tribulation in the land, and wrath on this people. Now who are these people? On this people, it's talking about the people that are in Judea. In other words, the Israelites. And they shall fall by the sword's edge, and shall be led away captive into all nations. Yes, that's right. Israel will be led captive into all nations, just like they were led captive into Egypt. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the nations until the times of the nations is fulfilled. And this is going to be a period of 3.5 years. And we can see that from other scriptures, which we've covered previously. So without a doubt, this part is talking about physical Israel, because Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the nations until the time of the nations is fulfilled. And now let's go to Jeremiah chapter 30, and we'll read verses 1 through 9. This is Jeremiah chapter 30 and verses 1 through 9, because here it talks about this great tribulation as the time of Jacob's trouble. And when you see the word Jacob used, it is used in reference to physical Israel, the physical descendants of Jacob. So this is in Jeremiah 30, verses 1 through 9. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh. The days will come when I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, but I will cause them to return to the land that I gave their fathers, and they shall possess it. So just like they were brought into captivity in Egypt, but then were released from captivity and came into the promised land, God says the same thing is going to happen. There will be a second captivity and a second exodus. For so says Yahweh, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now, and see whether a man is giving birth. Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces are turned into paleness? And he answers the question, Alas, for that day is great, talking about the great tribulation, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble. If you put those two words together, it's a time of great trouble, a time of great tribulation, the same thing that we just saw in Luke chapter 21. That day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. That's the good news. He shall be saved out of it. Now, when shall he be saved out of it? Notice this. It says, For it shall be in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds, and strangers shall no longer enslave you. You shall serve Yahweh, your God, and David, your king, whom I will raise up. So David will be resurrected from the dead. Jesus Christ will raise him up, and we know from other scriptures that the resurrection will occur when Christ returns. And now, let's drop down to verse 14. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the greatness of your iniquity, because your sins are many. So that is why God actually allows Satan to come against his people Israel, because of Israel's sins. But you know what? That's the same exact thing for the church, for spiritual Israel. We may think that we're all high and mighty, that yeah, we're God's favorite people, but God says that the church is sick. If you read in Revelation the 3rd chapter about the churches, when it describes the 7 churches, there's only 2 that are described without any problem. That means 5 are described with problems, and some of them have severe problems. And because we are God's people, God wants to correct us. He needs to chastise us so that we stop sinning. That's why God brings this great tribulation upon us, to purify us, to get us to stop sinning. Now let's prove this in Revelation chapter 12, and we'll read verses 13 through 17. We're going to build this case here that this great tribulation, which is a time of Satan's wrath, God allows this because God wants to chastise his people, to drive sin out of our lives. That's why he does it. This is in Revelation chapter 12, and verses 13 through 17. And when the dragon, which is Satan, saw that he was cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who bore the man-child. And this woman is the church. And 2 wings of a great eagle were given to the woman, so that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and a half time. This is the same 3.5-year period of the great tribulation. So, we see first of all that some of God's people are taken into the wilderness where she is nourished. But notice that that's not all of God's people. That's not all of the church. Some of the church is left behind. Let's see this. It says that the serpent shall cast out of his mouth water like a flood after the woman, so that he might cause her to be carried away by the river. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened up his mouth and swallowed up the river which the dragon cast out of his mouth. That's why we can say that God says that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and a half time, which is 3.5 years. So this flood cannot get to that part of the woman. But notice what it says here. And the dragon was enraged over the woman and went to make war with the rest of her seed who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Yes, these are true believers, but they are lukewarm. They are Laodicean in their attitude. They think that they are rich and increased with goods, but God says that they are blind and naked, and that they need to buy gold tried in the fire, tried in the fire of the great tribulation, to make them white being a symbol of righteousness in terms of the garments. Now let's turn over to Daniel chapter 7, and we'll read verses 23 through 25, and notice that it speaks of this saying, time and times and half a time. This is in Daniel chapter 7, verses 23 through 25. It says here, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all the other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall trample it and crush it. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise. And you can see from Revelation chapter 17 and verse 12, speaking of the same thing, that these ten kings are ten kings that shall arise at the end time. And another shall arise after them. This is this person that sets up the abomination of desolation, who sits on top of these ten kings, leading these ten kings. So another horn, this 11th horn, so to speak, shall arise after them, and he shall be different from the first, and he shall humble three of those ten kings, and he shall speak words against the Most High. Now notice this next part. He not only speaks words against the Most High, but he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. He's going to wear out the saints of the Most High in this great tribulation. How do we know it's the great tribulation? Because it says he's going to plot to change times and laws, and they, the saints of the Most High, shall be given into his hand. How long? For a time and times and one half time. 3.5 years. The same 3.5 years of the great tribulation that we saw previously. Now, let's turn over to Daniel chapter 12, because we're going to see the same thing again. This is in Daniel chapter 12, about a time and times and a half time. It says in Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1, at the end time, Michael shall stand up, the great ruler who stands for the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, until that time, and at that time your people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book of life. So what this is talking about is that there will be Jews who will repent, who will turn to Christ prior to Christ's second coming. There will be a witness that will go out to the nation of Israel, and some will repent. So Daniel is being told that at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book of life. And you can only be written in the book of life if you repent and accept the word of life, Jesus Christ, as your Savior. And now in verses 6 through 7, notice what it says. So these people, first of all, become Christians. That's the main point here. And I heard someone ask, when shall be the end of these wonders? The answer was, it shall be for a time and times and a half. These wonders being this time of trouble, it's going to be for 3.5 years. And when they shall have made an end of scattering the power of the holy people, that is during the great tribulation, the power of the holy people, God's nation, his spiritual nation of Israel, when that has happened, then all these things shall be finished. That will be when Christ returns. Many shall be purified. This is in verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And I hope that by listening to these series of programs about the abomination of desolation, that now you will be considered wise because you understand this prophecy.